just out here on a Saturday night walking off a midnight cheeseburger. I deep fried some chicken, but it was entirely unsatisfying. And so I ordered a burger from the nearby place for pickup. And it took way longer than I expected. Here comes the subway. But I had a strange encounter this morning about 10 a.m. I was pretty much awake when the doorbell rang, when the buzzer, and I'm expecting a couple of packages, so it wasn't out of nowhere. I would have ignored it if I was not expecting anything. So I rang the doorbell, buzzed the person in, and I'm looking through the thing in the door, the little opening. Whoever this is not UPS or USPS. He's very, very sharply dressed, very, I guess dapper looking. And before I fully realize he's not UPS or anything else like that, I just knock on the door from behind and tell him to leave the package there. And he says, "You don't speak French by any chance, do you?" And I said, "No." And he says, "Okay, enjoy the rest of your day." And that was it. As far as I could tell, he just turned around and left the building. So, at that point, I was still sort of half asleep enough to think that maybe he had left the package there anyway. So I don't know who the hell that was or what that was about, but I'm glad I didn't open the door. I wouldn't have because I was naked, but if not, that could have been a strange situation.
Please deposit 25 cents for the next 3 minutes. Thank you.
So I am not drinking for a few days, and it is really driving me crazy. I didn't think it would. But the more I write, the less I care, but I can only write so much in a day. And I don't like to write as I'm getting ready to go to sleep because it gets my blood pressure worked up. I didn't write as much today, but I did some good outlining and working about how this all came to be. I'm going to leave this phone off the hook so you can